I was participating in a training program as a rookie ranger at Crater Lake National Park in Oregon. It was certainly a good place to train. Besides the views being beautiful and the various things you could do there, it was also a place with a lot of backcountry hiking, which I was hoping would prepare me for the job. One night, the group had decided to stop and camp along the foothills of Mount Scott near the trailhead. It was a clear summer night, and I was looking forward to this time to enjoy the outdoors rather than trudging through them. The other guys in training with me were fun to be around, and we spent a good portion of the night sharing stories we had heard about the park. It was a notorious place for weird occurrences. Of course, this didn't bother me. I believe in those sort of things. So going to bed after a few hours of storytelling was fine for me as I curled up in my sleeping bag around midnight. I woke up around 3 in the morning to an almost pitch black sky. I had to use the bathroom, which was probably the only thing I dreaded about that entire trip. I had decided to take a quick walk to a bush about 30 feet from where we had set up camp. I turned my back to the camp and did my business, not really thinking about it. I zipped up my pants and turned around, only to see that I could no longer spot the campsite. I laughed at first. Of course, I would do something like this and get lost in the dark. I started heading in the most likely direction, but things were beginning to look new and not familiar. I had only been walking for about 15 minutes when I realized I had no idea where I was. I tried to retrace my steps, but it was no use. I was lost. I wandered for hours trying to find my way back, but it was useless. I was getting tired and dehydrated, and I knew I needed to find help. It was still dark as I rummaged through brush and found myself climbing hills rather than getting to where I was supposed to be. It felt like the darkness raged on forever and I was beginning to feel weak. Finally, I had to stop walking and climbing. It was like I had been doing this for days. Dawn came and I was relieved. I could see better now and find my way back. But as the sun rose, I realized that I was now in an entirely different location. I was on the other side of the mountain. I had climbed up in the night without realizing it and was now in an area that I've never been before. I was disoriented and confused. I had no idea where I was or how to get back. I started to panic and I knew I needed to find help soon. I decided to build a fire, thinking that maybe someone would see the smoke. I gathered wood and started a fire, but it was no use. No one came. It was so odd to me that it remained dark, and I wasn't sure if I would even see dawn. It shouldn't have been that far off. I was sure I had been going for quite a few hours at this point. I figured I should get back up and try to start down the mountain, hoping that if I got lower, I would be able to see something familiar. I came across a creek, which I was sure was on the other side of where we camped, and stopped to drink and rest. Beside the creek is where I lost my energy completely, even newly rehydrated. There was no sun, and I was sure now that I had gone miles and miles. Nothing made sense to me except to close my eyes and wait to die. The next thing I knew, the lead ranger from our group was shaking me awake. It was morning, and I was still beside the creek. The lead ranger asked me what I was thinking hiking so far on my own. I told him it had only been a few hours and that I was just lost after using the bathroom. The ranger laughed. I had not only gotten to the other side of the mountain, but I had been missing for 3 days. They had no idea how I got there, and I was just as confused. I had no recollection of the path I took after I left to use the bathroom. The only thing I knew was that I was extremely tired. I went back to sleep at the ranger station and slept for hours. I was a ranger at Crater Lake, one of the most popular and oldest national parks in the country. I took a lot of pride in my job, especially when it was used to help those in need. There was one particular time many years ago, at the beginning of my time there, that really got me. It was late spring and the park was getting busy. We encouraged a lot of people coming in to be prepared for the hikes, as they could get very strenuous. A mother and her small child, a girl about six, came to the ranger station to get a map of the trails, and we warned the mother that the child may get a little worn out. The mother seemed okay with that, saying that she would only go as far as the girl could handle. Off they went, and I went about my day. Sometime later that afternoon, we got a call from a ranger on patrol. The little girl had wandered off the trail and disappeared. I kept my cool and got into my car to join the other ranger in searching while we waited for the search and rescue to show up. Far up the trail, I found them, the ranger and the hysterical mother. She was going on and on about how thirsty the girl had gotten, and then she caught a glimpse of something shiny off the path. The mother believed that the child thought it was a waterfall or something. I looked in the direction she was talking about. There was no way any light got into the trees enough for it to look like water, and there was nothing that could reflect. I was stumped, but I kept it to myself, and off we went to the beginning to look for her. We called out her name a few times. It was met with silence at first. Then I thought I saw something shiny off in the distance, but I thought it was crazy. It was so dark under the canopy, but I decided to go check it out. As I got closer, the shining light sort of zipped away in the air and then disappeared. I noticed that while this was happening, there was no noises from anything around me. The silence was almost deafening. Then all at once, the woods came alive with birds and all these noises. Then there was a small noise not familiar to the woods. It sounded like a small sob. I walked closer to where I had seen the shiny thing and noticed I was pretty much walking into a really thick and tall tree. But the sobs were louder. I had no idea where it could have been coming from, so I called out the little girl's name again. Suddenly, I hear, "I'm here," from above. I looked up into this very tall tree and there she was, the little girl, at least 50 feet off the ground. The girl was stuck and terrified. I couldn't get her down by myself, and the mother was in no condition to help. We radioed our own station and got through to search and rescue. Once they found us, a few moments later, they got her down safely. She didn't have a scratch or a speck of dirt on her. She was a little cold, but other than that, she was perfectly healthy and fine. The mother thanked me profusely, and I just told her that it was my job. But that day really stuck with me. I never really could guess what that shiny thing was or how the girl ended up in the tree. There was nothing for her to even hold on to in order to climb it. And when she was asked about what happened, she had nothing to say really, just that she would never walk off again. It was one of the craziest things that ever happened to me, and it just goes to show that you never know what can happen in the wilderness. I was a search and rescue ranger in Oregon. A lot of the calls I answered were at Crater Lake National Park. It was also known for a lot of weird activity, but I personally didn't ever run into any. It was the usual. People wandered the wrong way, got a little lost, and we were notified that they didn't return to their home or campsite. Then we would just go out and look for them. This one call, however, was startling and changed how I looked at the park. A partner and I were called in on a search for a hiker in one of the steepest backcountry trails in the park. I figured this would be quick, that he was just tired and wandered off course. As we searched the area, though, we came up with no trace of the man, and he was not answering any calls we made. It looked like it would take longer than expected. All we could hear were birds chirping. We were told to watch out for some mountain lions and bears, so I was beginning to worry that this guy was a victim of a wild animal. Sad, but it does happen occasionally. We continued combing the area on this steep hill along the path when I realized in the distance there was a drop-off point. Was there something on the other side of it? I thought. I made my way ahead of my partner to the top of this hill, and I looked down into what was a crevasse in the rock before another clearing. Inside the crevasse was a man curled up in a ball shivering. He had his eyes open. He looked filthy. My partner and I lowered ourselves down to help the man, but he became inconsolable. He was thrashing about and trying to get our hands off him. He was yelling about something. I couldn't make out what he was saying. We finally got him to calm down enough to tell us what had happened. He said he was out for a hike, and when he saw something watching him from the bushes, he didn't know what it was, but it looked hungry. He described only seeing something pale and slimy looking, almost human-like, but hunched over. He couldn't see much else but the mouth, which is what clued him into the thing's hunger. Apparently, it was layered with dripping saliva, like it was staring at a pork roast. He ran as fast as he could, but it chased him. He didn't know how he made it to the crevasse, but he hid in there, hoping the creature wouldn't find him. He said he could still hear it searching for him, growling. It sounded like it ran on two legs, and the noises it made weren't animal or human. He thought for sure he was going to die. We tried to get him to come out, but he was too terrified. He said he wasn't coming out until he knew that creature was gone. We called for backup, and more rangers came. We set up a perimeter and waited. It was getting dark, and the man was still hiding in the crevasse. We heard rustling in the bushes, and everyone tensed up. Something was coming towards us. It was a deer. We all let out a breath and laughed. The man, however, was still hiding. We tried to get him to come out, but he still refused. We had no choice but to forcibly remove him, but that really pissed him off. Out of the crevasse, he just took off running, leaving his pack and such behind. We never saw him again, and I never saw what he was talking about. But he was so afraid it was hard not to believe him. I was pulling an overnight shift searching for a woman who had gone missing in the mountains around Crater Lake. We had been told she was last seen making it to the trailhead, but she never came out of the woods. Her husband had called in the missing persons report, stating she never came home from her solo hiking trip. That was around 3 in the afternoon. We were fast approaching midnight and decided that we may need to wind down until the next day. That's when we heard some bushes rustling along the trail. We all turned on our flashlights at the same time and pointed them in the direction of the noise. There, we saw a woman drenched in sweat with a crazed look in her eyes. She immediately started ranting and raving about how we were following her, how we were part of some sort of conspiracy. She was babbling incoherently, and we couldn't get her to calm down. Eventually, we had to subdue her and carry her back to the ranger station because she wouldn't leave on her own. On her way down to the car, she kept turning around and looking behind us. She was hyperventilating. She was mumbling to herself. We put her in the back of our pickup truck because she refused to get in willingly, and we needed to get off the mountain quickly. It was getting even later, and honestly, we wanted her safe and for all of us to go home. As we were driving, she started screaming and slamming on the back of the pickup. She was yelling behind us into the wilderness, screaming, "Don't follow me," and "Stop." She would turn to one of us in the back with her and beg to be let go so she could go hide. She was insistent that there were creatures in the woods following us. She said they wanted to hurt us all. There was danger everywhere, and they wanted her too, but she had escaped them for now. I asked her what creatures, but it only made things worse. She went ballistic again and started clamoring for the back of the truck to jump out. We stopped her, of course, but as the truck went on and we held her down, I looked in the direction she was talking about and noticed something alongside the trail, not far from the truck. It appeared like something was trying to keep up with us. I kept my mouth shut, though. I didn't want to make it worse. Eventually, we got back down the mountain safely and brought her to the ranger station. Her husband had to come get her because she was too jittery to drive. I didn't say a word about it to anyone, but she kept saying to me over and over, "You saw it, didn't you?" I would just tell her to relax and that her husband was on the way. When they pulled away, I was standing outside and waving at them as they went. I remember feeling paranoid about staying outside, even for another second longer than necessary, even though we were at the ranger station property. What I saw following us alongside the trail was something I didn't even think was possible or of this world. It was this massive black dog, like this werewolf-type creature, but it looked way more sinister. I've heard of hellhounds before, and that's the first thing that came to my mind as I watched this thing run after us as it stared at me in the back of the truck. It was truly terrifying. I don't know if I was seeing things or if this was real, but it's no wonder why this lady was half out of her mind if this thing was chasing her.